And today's Mishnah is from the fifth and final Mishnah from the second parak, Masechet Shavuot, and they'll begin the third parak. Now, when the Torah discusses the concept of Yediot HaTumah, the topic we've been discussing for the last while, it says as follows. This is now from Parashat Vayikra, Perek Hei, Pasuk Beis. It says, O nefesh eshtiga b'chol devar tameh, if someone touched the thing tameh, o nivlat chaya tameh. We're dealing with a wild animal that was died, and it's a carcass of it, and therefore source of tumah, or nivlat behema tameh, or the same thing with respect to a behema, or nivlat sheretz, or one of the creeping animals that is a source of tumah. V'ne'elam mimeno, and it was concealed from him, his literal translation, meaning he forgot about it, v'hu tameh v'ashem, and he was tameh and became guilty. Now, according to Rebbe Eliezer, he understands, because it says ha-sheretz, in the beginning referring to tumat sheretz, and ne'elam yemeno, and then he forgot it or became concealed from him, he understands an al-helem sheretz chayav. The obligation to bring this korban or levi or red only applies to an individual who was aware that he was tameh, by way of a sheretz in this example, and then forgot about that detail. However, Einu Chayev al Helem Mikdash. However, since the Torah only talks about forgetting that he was Tameh, and it doesn't appear to be talking about the fact that he wasn't aware that he was in the base of Mikdash, so therefore it's only in the first case that someone will bring a Korban or Levi or Red, but not in the second case. Unlike everything we've been saying till now. Till now we've said it works the other way around. As we'll see, that's the last opinion in a Mishnah. Meaning if the person was aware he was Tameh, but he wasn't aware that he was entering the base of Mikdash, or this place was part of the Mikdash, then he would also bring this Korban or Levi or Red. However, contrary to Eliezer, as I've already stated, just to say it one more time, it is only if he forgets the Tumah. Rabbi Akiva says, Ne'elam mimeno v'hu Tameh. His position, which sounds very similar to Rabbi Eliezer, he draws from a different part of the pasuk. It says "Venelam imenu v'utameh," meaning "alem tumah." It's only with respect to the tumah, because the pasuk says he forgot the fact he was tameh. That's the only case, very much like Rabbi Eliezer, that one will bring korban alavured ve'inu chayav alhem b'niktash. But in a situation where he wasn't aware they entered the base of Mikdash. And the question is, what is the difference between these two opinions? There's a debate in the Gemara contra Rabbi Yochanan. Sorry. There is no difference. They're just deriving from different parts of the psukim. According how to Cheskia, he understands that actually the question is what level of yediya knowledge does one have to have in the beginning. According to Rabbi Eliezer, he has to actually know not just that he was tameh, but through which source of tumah came tameh, because specifically the Torah says sheretz. Whereas Rabbi Kiva, it simply be sufficient that he knew he was tameh before he forgot he was tameh. However, Rabbi Shmuel's opinion is that which one we've been more familiar with now, because the pasuk in this pasuk says ven elam, and in the next pasuk the followed also says ven elam. In fact, it says it twice, comes to conclude these other cases as well, which is Lechev al Helem Tumah va al Helem Mikdash, meaning whether either if you forgot, or even both, as we've learned previously, whether you forgot that you were Tameh and entered the base of Mikdash, or you were aware you were Tameh but you forgot, you weren't aware that this part is an area you're not allowed to be, in the state of Tumah, both situations, if he then learns of his mistake, there's again Yediya Besof, a knowledge at the end, he would bring this Korban or Levi or Red. Now, let's begin the third Perek. With that, we actually return to the topic of that's the name of this Masechta, which is Shavuot. So the Mishnah says, Shavuot Shtayim Shen Arba. As we've explained previously, that there are two types of Shavuot oaths that are mentioned in the Torah explicitly, where Chachamim derive two others. So Shavua She'ochel V'Shelo Ochel. If someone made a Shavua that he will eat something or he'll not eat something. So again, Shavuot are related to actions, because it says La'ra, La'tiv, it can be both in positive and the negative, and that's towards the future. If you will eat something or won't eat something, and the two extra ones that are derived from the Chachamim, that's She'achalti V'Shelo'achalti. That's a Shavua regarding an action in the past, whether I did eat something or I didn't eat something. Let's continue. Mishnah says now, Shavua Shelo Ochel, if someone makes a Shavua that he will not eat, say that day, V'achal Kosho, and he had a smallest amount, even less than the minimum shiur that usually applies to something that's forbidden to eat, so even if he had a smallest amount, even less than a kazait. So Mishnah says he would be Chayev. If it was he did deliberately, it would be punishable with lashes, and if he did it by mistake, he would have to bring a korban. That's opinion of Rabbi Akiva. Amru lo, the Chachamim said to Rabbi Akiva, Heicha metzina bochel kosher shuchayav, shezeh chayav. Where do we ever see that if someone even eats the smallest amount with respect to any other prohibition, he would be chayav? In general, we find usually the smallest shear, the smallest measure we find that's associated with prohibitions related to eating, as I've explained, is a kazait. The size of an olive. He said, why are you surprised that the shear might be different? This whole concept, this whole idea of Shavuot is a novelty in and of itself. Because we never find that someone, by way of his speech, is now going to have to bring a korban. In other words, because he went against that which what he stated. Shazem medaber, based on his oath that he makes, he can be liable to bring a korban. So now the coin to Rabbi Akiva, don't try and bring proofs from other cases, because the whole concept of Shavuot is a novelty that someone can, by way of his speech, in other words, by accepting an oath and going against it, he can bring a korba. So therefore, don't be surprised if the minimum shear for this is even a kosher, even the smallest amount. Shavuot shelo ochel v'achal v'shata einu chayev ela echad. Someone made a shvuah and he said that he's not going to eat. And he eats and drinks all in one hele, meaning in one go, meaning without realizing, forgetting the fact that he made the shvuah. Then he would only be hirumi chayev, as if it's one violation. Very importantly here, according to the first case, it appears that when someone says not going to eat, that would encompass both eating and drinking. However, if someone says shvuah shelo ochel v'shelo eshteh, if he makes a shvuah, he said, I'm not going to eat and I'm not going to drink, v'achal v'shata, and he ate and then drank as well, then it would be chayev shtayim. It would be considered two different violations of his shvuah. Now this might be a bit puzzling at first, because we've learned back in Masechta Nedarim, again, that's last Seder, so about a year ago, we said, ein shvuah batoch shvuah. If someone says, makes a shvuah not to eat, and makes another shvuah not to eat again, then that shvuah is not chal, the second one doesn't fall on top of the first one. And if he go ahead and eats, he'll be considered only like one transgression. So if eating is considered like eating and drinking, and an individual says, I'm not going to eat and I'm not going to drink, it seems to be he's adding another shvuah on top of the first one. Yet our Mishnah says he's chayav shtayim, it's considered like two violations. So to understand this Mishnah, we have to appreciate that since he followed up when he said shvuah shelo ochel v'shelo eshteh, that he said, I'm not going to eat and I'm not going to drink, the fact that he followed it with, I'm not going to drink, seems to reveal that his intention when he first made the shvuah, shvula shlo ochel, was specifically regarding eating food and not drinking. So therefore, that first shvuah, the shvuah shlo ochel, is therefore interpreted to only refer to food, unlike the previous case, where in general we'd say it would apply to both eating and drinking. Those are Mishnah today.